January 6th, The Daily Stoic. Where, who, what, and why? A person who doesn't know what the universe is doesn't know where they are. A person who doesn't know their purpose in life doesn't know who they are or what the universe is. A person who doesn't know any one of these things doesn't know why they are here. So what to make of people who seek or avoid the praise of those who have no knowledge of where or who they are? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 8.52. The late comedian Mitch Hedberg had a funny story he told in his act. Sitting down for an on-air interview, a radio DJ asked him, "So who are you?" In that moment, he had to think, "Is this guy really deep, or did I drive to the wrong station?" How often are we asked a simple question like, "Who are you?" or "What do?" or "Where are you from?" Consider it a superficial question. If we even consider it at all, we don't bother with more than a superficial answer. But a gun to their head, most people couldn't give much in the way of a substantive answer. Could you? Have you taken the time to get clarity about who you are and what you stand for? Or are you too busy chasing unimportant things, mimicking the wrong influences, and following disappointing or unfulfilling or non-existent paths? A Year with C.S. Lewis. A Pleasant Theology. One reason why many people find creative evolution so attractive is that it gives one much of the emotional comfort of believing in God and none of the less pleasant consequences. When you're feeling fit and the sun is shining and you don't want to believe that the whole universe is a mere mechanical dance of atoms, it is nice to be able to think of this great mysterious force rolling on through the centuries and carrying you on its crest. If, on the other hand, you want to do something rather shabby, the life force, being only a blind force with no morals and no mind, will never interfere with you like that troublesome God we learned about when we were children. The life force is a sort of tame God. You can switch it on when you want, but it will not bother you. All the thrills of religion and none of the cost. Is the life force the great achievement of wishful thinking the world has yet seen? From Mere Christianity. 1943, The Abolition of Man is published by Oxford University Press. Jesus calling. He is able to do far beyond all that you ask or imagine. Come to him with positive expectations, knowing that there is no limit to what he can accomplish. Ask his spirit to control your mind so that you can think great thoughts of him. Do not be discouraged by the fact that many of your prayers are yet unanswered. Time is a trainer, teaching you to wait upon him, to trust him in the dark. The more extreme your circumstances, the more likely you are to see his power and glory at work in the situation. Instead of letting difficulties draw you into worrying, try to view them as setting the scene for his glorious intervention. Keep your eyes and your mind wide open to all that he is doing in your life. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, 30 and 31. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Revelation 5:13.